Okay.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the public hearing for the to receive comments on the application from Sun Fun Rentals for a special use permit to operate a club cart rental taxi cab service on property located at 112 Fort Fisher Boulevard South. We have a few residents who have signed up to speak. So first would be Mr. Snyder. Please state your name and your address.
My local address here.
Yes, for here.
Mayor, is this for you?
You have to swear him in?
No, that's for, this is just the open hearing.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for giving me a chance to talk today. I'm Darryl Snyder. My location is 118 South 3rd Avenue, Yellow Cottage, down the street. Thank you. A couple of issues I'd like to address today, safety and culture. In regards to safety, the property located at 112 South Fort Fisher Boulevard beside the Quick Mart is a busy, congested intersection during those high tourism periods. Many, or maybe even really a majority, of the golf carts that will be turning, coming out of the business establishment, will be turning left into that traffic, exiting the rental establishment. Potentially, this could be creating a traffic hazard. Have there been any studies conducted to determine the effect on traffic patterns and hazard potential of business at that location and entering into that traffic during those peak times of year? In regards to cultural, my wife and I purchased our cottage in Curry Beach because we wanted it to be in a small, family-oriented, quaint beach town. And we could have purchased a place, a Carolina beach, or most anywhere else, but we chose Curry Beach because we wanted to have, because we did not want the crowded, over-commercialized beach town such as Carolina Beach has been becoming. Have there been any economic studies conducted to determine if this is an appropriate business or what business should be added to foster the culture of our town here? How is this going to impact the culture of our small, quaint community? The increased usage of the lot that currently exits onto 3rd will increase dust. Increase the use of the lots would increase dust. That then, of course, blows to the residents, quite often like to the 3rd, and of course, Mike is right behind that lot. We often must ask ourselves, just because we can do something, should we do that? In conclusion, the process has seemed to have been done hastily and pushed through in hopes that either residents and property owners would not be aware of the issue, would not have time to prepare a rebuttal, except for this. As of Saturday, I still have not received a notification letter and only found out through a neighbor. And by the way, the application is sufficiently vague to allow the proprietor to expand the business model if they so desire. I would request that the committee postpone for 60 days so that it can be fully vetted by the community that's being impacted. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I'd be glad to take questions if you like. Thank you.
Second would be Mr. Melvin. Do we have a Patrick Melvin?
Just one quick question.
Please come forward, state your name and address.
Yeah, thanks. Patrick Melvin, 110 South 3rd Avenue. Thanks to the commissioners and the mayor. Just a quick question with regard to the permit. I know it's just permitted for 40 feet south from the Quick Mart property line, that direction. If by chance the business were to want to ever expand, and lease the remainder of the parking lot from the owner of the parking lot, would the back entrance there then be accessible? Would it be usable? How is it zoned for use of a commercial business using that that driveway out on the Third Avenue of the golf carts and taxis? Would that be permitted under the, allowed under the permit or not?
Would it be allowed that a business exit on Third Street? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Yes, it would be.
It would.
Yes, it's a business-owned area, and as far as exiting through that way, it could be viewed as that would be a safer exit than pulling out into traffic on in the front or onto Fort Fisher Boulevard. That is a view. But yes, they can use the Third Street entrance or exit. Just like all the other vehicles, the larger cars that are going in and out of the parking lot.
Parking lot, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The challenge, I think, back there on Third is that, you know, the cars that come out and turn north and thinking
yes.
that they're going to be able to get out of there and make a left on K.
Right.
And go west on K, and they can't, you know, and then they end up U-turning and bottlenecking and coming back through our, turning around our yards, and it's a, you know, as neighbors would say, it's a daily problem, you know, in the summertime. And separate issue, but if there were a, you know, commercial golf cart rental that expanded, you know, and took up the whole lot, and then we're using that back entrance and exit there, that parking lot, I can see that potentially being a problem.
John.
I just want to point out that any changes to the size or intensity would have to go back through this exact process all over again.
Okay.
Yeah, John's our ordinance officer, so.
Yep. Okay.
Right. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Next we have Mr. Michael Benton.
The current
plan is to put crushed stone in there. This is a one-year lease.
Okay.
So to see if it's
but
a successful.
It's sand as it is now.
No, it's going to be crushed stone.
How about the entrance out to Third Street?
I don't have any specific direction on that. Do you, John?
The proposed site location does not include the entrance to the off of Third. Okay. So we're just going to
stay the sand in this.
So your major issue is the dust that comes out of Third Street
yes.
there. Okay.
Terrible. And that's my main issues with it. I'm probably the most impacted of any of the neighbors because I back directly up to the parking lots. And the right drive in and out goes right by my house.
Mm-hmm. You have the blue home.
I have the blue home.
Yes.
And yeah. You know, the speed bumps are basically torn up. Of course, the town put the speed bumps in. and I know that's not the properties under concern now. But, you know, if we're going to have more traffic, or could we just at least some speed limit signs or something to help slow them down coming down through there? Because it's amazing how fast they will go from the time they get to leave the big parking lot till they get to the end of Third Street. And then they don't even slow up when they get to Third Street. So that's my concerns. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you very much. Mr. Dan Altieri.
What here, sir? Good evening. My name is Dan Nicholas Altieri. I have the property at 114 3rd Avenue South, and also I'm half owner of the properties of 109 and 113, which backs up to the parking area. Two concerns I have, two major concerns. One is safety. Even though I just became a permanent resident here approximately 1 year ago in Marlboro, I've been coming here for probably 42 years now. I've seen how the community's been changing over that past amount of time. This is a beautiful, beautiful community, and we have a lot of centralized businesses right in this one location, which is great, and I appreciate that because it's obviously a walking distance. It's really convenient for people living in the area. But there's just no parking here in Curry Beach for anybody. So if anybody's ever been to a major airport, people do, they circle to find a place to park, because you're not allowed to park anywhere. We have nowhere to park here. So the problem's going to start is if we put another business, where are the people going to go? Right now, on 3rd Avenue, and you can all join me on one of the holidays if you like, whether it's Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, or any great event we have here in this beautiful community that I call home now, is that people don't realize that they can't make that left-hand turn on K Avenue. So come all the way down K, and then some of the brighter ones will make a right-hand turn. Some of the other people will stop, don't know what to do, and start to back up. There'll be people behind them. Those people can't back up, and they'll try to back up also. Traffic will back all the way up to J Avenue, and then people can't get onto J, and then they start going either which way to lose, trying to find a place to go. I probably had 100 cars turning in and out of my driveway, which is, I don't worry about the black marks on the driveway, but it's just people then trying to turn on south onto 3rd Avenue from K Avenue then have a problem because they can't turn because there's people blocking there. So if we're going to put another business on the other side, in this case on the east side, and they're going to be trying to turn into that same way, we're going to have more issues because we're going to have more congestion. And I know that we probably haven't done any type of traffic studies, a six-month study, whether it's on, you know, in this case, Fort Fisher Boulevard or on 3rd Avenue South, to see what kind of impact this would be. I think it's a great idea to have the business. I just don't know if we can keep on putting, you know, 20 pounds of great, you know, location of stuff into a five-pound bag up there. That's my only big concern. That's a safety concern. My concern is a small child or an elderly person might not be able to, you know, get across that roadway quick enough or pull their vehicle out without getting struck, just like what happened in Carolina Beach here recently, that tragic incident that occurred. And that's what I'm concerned about, is first the safety portion of it. And again, like I said, the traffic aspect. I was going to come to a different meeting and talk to you about that sign, because again, having it right at the end, especially when the owners of the property on the corner, on the southeast corner, or excuse me, northeast corner, they pull up their trash cans, and then it blocks that sign anyway, but you can't see it from a block back or two blocks back. You can't see the no left-hand turn sign. So like I said, this just causes a lot of congestion. And like I said, come by for one of the holidays, and it's amazing how many people, because they want to come here. There'll be hundreds of cars, though. They have nowhere to go. And I think we're just going to congest an area that's already well congested.
So is your primary concern access on 3rd Street and the flow on 3rd Street?
Well, traffic it is, but the first thing is safety on to Fort Fisher Boulevard, because again, we're sticking another business there. That's one thing I'm worried about, is people's lives, whether it's in a vehicle, but mostly on foot, because a lot of foot traffic. It's beautiful to be able to walk around the town the way we do. My question is, can we locate that same business somewhere farther south or somewhere farther north in this you know, beautiful city of ours, to where it wouldn't be congested right up all together for all most of the businesses to locate that? That's the question I have. So that's all my two concerns, safety for, you know, pedestrians and people, the operators, and again, the traffic flow on the Third Avenue South. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for them? Mr. Bruce Smith.
Bruce Smith, 113 South 3rd Street.
126.
I live down there some.
Yeah. General vicinity.
I have a question. You answered one already. I was wondering how long the lease lasted. Right. You said 1 year.
Right now, yes. But it can be extended.
Okay, so the second question is, after 1 year, do we have to reapply for the lease? And
if we allow the business in the area, then it becomes a relationship between the property owner and the individual who wants to lease that property. As long as they comply with the zoning regulations that we would approve and put before them, they would be able to have a business relationship that would extend that lease. So they would not be coming back to a, only if they wanted to change the footprint or change any of the rules that we will put before them if this is to be successful. Okay.
A second question. If there's a problem, can we bring it back to council before the lease expires?
I'm not sure what you mean by a problem. You mean?
Well, we're all talking about things that we're concerned about. Something new comes up. We don't have to wait till a year goes by before we can bring it back to council.
Oh, absolutely not. You can talk to your council, your commissioners, the mayor, anytime you like. And if there's something that is against the law, we will take action against that. If there is nothing we can do, we will tell you there's nothing we can do. But we will give you an answer.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Any other questions for this individual? No? Any other comments from the community? Yes, sir.
I have one. Where are the people going to park that rent the golf carts? Are they going to park in the parking lot? If you come to rent a golf cart, where are they going to park?
If I can't talk in detail about the business model, but my understanding, I don't know, Craig, if you can talk to that detail or not, or John, if you can talk to the detail. I thought they were going to lease them, deliver them, take them back, and run the taxi service from that area.
That's the business model, yes.
Right?
So I'll let them speak to their business model, but I did
point out okay.
That in the B1 district, required parking is not required
right.
Unless you're operating some sort of lodging business.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to speak to the business model and answer this question, or?
Sure. I'm Dean Emler, resident of Carolina Beach, owner of Sun Fun Rentals. I appreciate y'all's concern, and maybe I can answer some of them, but one is that in our business plan, because of the congestion of making a left-hand turn, we have to hang a sign up that says right turn only. And I think that was one of the things we've done. The other issue about the dust and the gravel, I didn't think about it, but now that you brought it up, I think it'd be a good idea to put sand lock out there and cut the dust down on that corner house. We're willing to do it. I agree with what they're saying on Third Avenue when you turn right. I think we should hang a sign up that we didn't think about saying left turn only on that road. I think that'll help some of the neighbors and understand your concerns. But coming out of that parking lot, you got 40, 50 cars parking there. I think we could help by putting left-hand turn only there to save some of that confusion. And I kind of agree with what y'all are saying about it. And our main thing is that we already delivered down here in Curry Beach. We did our statistics for last year. We delivered 200 and some golf carts into Curry Beach. We We had a lot of people staying at motels, Fort Fisher, driving all the way to Carolina Beach, picking up the golf carts, driving all the way back. We're trying to take that out of the traffic hazard. And then our truck comes down here 10 to 12 times a week, picking up and delivering. We're trying to cut all that out on our part. We think we would take less traffic out of there by having them to come pick up the golf cart or us to deliver it to their house in Curry Beach. That's a large number of carts that's coming to this area. We increased our golf carts to 150 this year, so I think the way our business is growing, we're going to have more golf cart rentals here for tourists and locals. The other thing about the taxis, I think by picking up a lot of the locals and taking them to the fireworks or taking them to eat or bringing people down here from Carolina Beach that comes to the restaurant that are on vacation, our taxi cab service business, we're doing about 100 rides. We just started, it's new, but the month of August, we did 1,020 rides being a new business. We think that's going to double this year. So people that are going to the restaurants having a few drinks don't need to be driving. Our taxi service has been valuable, and our input from locals that need to go to work but don't want to drive, can't park downtown, or can't park in Curie Beach, they're calling us to bring them to work and back. And we got a girl that works at Fort Fisher, $5. We carry from the north end all the way to Fort Fisher to work in the mornings, and she don't have to drive, you know. So if you got any more questions or any more concern, we're here to work with you. We want it to be.
They'll come and pick up their cars and drive them to their house. It won't be parking.
Yeah, the car and the parking, the customer coming to us, we deliver at no charge, and we go back to their house and pick up at no charge. And this is going to, for us, take less traffic out of the community.
Are you going to have that area roped off so the traffic coming in there doesn't
Rattling everything. And then the plans, it shows that we're putting a rope area off there. We're putting flower beds in. We're going to put a lot of flowers in, bushes in, that's in my plan. I want it to look professional, and I want it to look presentable, because that's the heart of Curie Beach. So when people see it, it's not going to look like something that's not presentable.
Oh, I have one other question. The taxi service, it doesn't state, is it a golf cart taxi?
Yes, sir. LSV, low-speed vehicles. License tag insured. All of our carts are inspected. We service them weekly, check the air tires, water the batteries, make sure they're charged. Our biggest problem is we get a lot of people to come to Curie Beach and they do not move our rules and regulations, and they break down. We're on the side of the road. We have to come all the way from Carolina Beach down here to get family and tourists off the side of the road, and it'll be more convenient for us to service them better down here.
How many are you going to have down here?
I probably estimated around 20, 25, whatever will fit in the lot, and we'll be rotating them a lot. During the month of July, we're already booked and about sold out, and there won't be hardly any on the lot level. You know, so that's the good thing about it. And then we're seasonal, and then, you know, anything under 60 degrees in the wintertime, we'll be open during the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas, but during January, February, and March, we don't do much business or no rentals at all. So the winter months, and this is a basically, you know, June, July, August type operation.
Are you going to have a building or just a tent?
No, we've got a building in the plannings, and we've got it on order. And it's brand new. It's going to fit the criteria. It's going to also have to be 150-mile hurricane proof, which we're making 180 and staking it to the ground. So we've tried to do everything possible. We've worked, you know, here and went over this since January, in the plans and seeing that everything fits, you know, everything here that the city's required. We went to zoning and turned in our plans and everything for the last 3 months and making sure everything is up to code.
Thank you.
All of these carts, I'm sorry, all of these carts are street legal. They have to be to operate in Curie Beach. They're all licensed. They may not be the fastest vehicle on the road, but I believe the, at least the discussion is that they are 15-foot vehicles replacing up to 19-foot or 12-foot vehicles replacing 19-foot vehicles and allowing people to leave their car at home through the taxi service. I think that's the way you guys have explained it to us. So what are, do we have other questions?
I do.
Yes.
Is this going to be one of the tents like you have in Carolina Beach?
No.
Okay.
It's a structured building.
Does this business fit into the business overlay that you guys have been working on for downtown?
We are looking at a business overlay. We have nothing approved at this point in time. What we are worried about is probably the loss of some of our major businesses to other development conditions. This is a small addition to a parking lot that already is approved and exists. So it's really not with, it's not part of that particular discussion. Yes, sir.
Question I have for you, sir. So you're going to be taking a right on Fort Fisher Boulevard, going south, and then when you come back, you'd be coming on right off of K on the 3rd Avenue South, and turning into 3rd Avenue South is what your plan is. How do you plan on getting back inside of the into your property? How's your business model work for?
Well, we can come on Fort Fisher Boulevard and turn left into the lot, or we can come through the back.
Okay, yeah. So you'll be coming from, so you won't be on 3rd Avenue at all?
No. My preference would be easy with a lot. It's sitting right here is the entrance way out of Fort Fisher Boulevard and sending everything south.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Where are you going to be roped off at?
40 foot from the edge of the convenience store. It's a 40 foot by 100 foot lot, and we're going to rope all the way down, and then when the cars come in, we're going to redirect the circle back 40 foot from where it is now.
Yes, sir.
Could we get a second entrance? There's two entrances out there that go from where Nelson's Motel is.
Yes.
Could we get that other entrance for the car traffic with the right turn only?
So you're talking about for the right turn out of the parking lot, the one that's closer to the further down south.
Are you wanting one for the golf carts to make their right turn within that 40 feet, and then another one south of, or yeah,
yeah,
south
there,
of that 40 feet?
Well,
there are
for automobiles.
There are two.
Up with okay. The drive that comes yeah. out on the third. Mm-hmm. Can we just give a little more, a less congestion on the third street, I guess is what I'm.
We can take a look at that. That was closed when we were having bus traffic, and we used that for a bus stop area, if you would recall. That second exit. But we don't have, we really don't have that service now. So we could potentially have a cab service instead. But, so we can take a look at that, certainly. I'm not sure that that would take much to make happen.
We need to ask the police chief.
Yeah, we would ask the police chief if there's safety concerns, if there was enough visibility to make that turn, etc. But it is something we'll take under advisement. We'll look into it.
Well, I mean, if there's enough to make it from the other drive, there's enough visibility to make it from that drive.
Possibly. I can't answer that question. I would let the police chief answer that.
That's the entrance that was open before, not the other entrance.
Right.
What? Let me get Mike here.
I don't think Mike's on duty right now.
He's on his way back.
Sorry, John?
Mike's on his way back. Yeah, they had a car wreck.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a person pending at Fort Fisher.
Another question. Ian?
I didn't get a chance to sign up. I'm sorry to. I just want to say, as a business owner, also a property owner, Curie Beach, Carolina Beach, and Key West, business owner, property owner, and all these different locations, I really do see the importance of what Sunfront is offering us. lights, reducing the traffic flow, the safety issues. And I particularly like what I'm hearing when they're saying, we haven't thought of that, let us look back at our drawing board. They're trying to create something that's safer for Kiri Beach, in my opinion. And again, it's coming from a perspective of a business owner and a homeowner, Kiri Beach, Carolina Beach, and Key West. I do this for a living, and I see what people are doing with their vehicles. I like the idea of the golf carts. I think it's much safer for our community. It's going to reduce the traffic flow tremendously, especially with all the ideas. You know, how can we turn it around? How can we make it safe? What kind of signs can we do? How can we keep the dust down? And all the things, it sounds like the family is, and the company is willing to compromise. So if I was sitting up there, I'd vote yes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sandy Antor, I can't say anything different than what Ann just said, and I agree. I'm just sorry Dean's had to go through so much trouble and so much effort and so much expense and not even have a profit yet. So hopefully this will work out for them best. I just think it's safety, it's better. I know I have a golf cart. I know that, you know, if it wasn't for Ann's green Jeep, I wouldn't. You know, it's just very helpful. I've ridden coming out of Lazy Pirate and gone over to the next place with these golf carts in the taxi cab. It's so much better, it's so much safer.
Okay.
Fuel efficient, environmental, I mean.
You need a nighttime driver, I'll do it. Sure, you know, they can breathe in, you know, okay, you're drunk now.
So thank Ann for really, I think she nailed what she said.
Okay.
In her efforts, thank you.
Other concerns?
Oh, I'll have one more. What are your hours?
9 to 5.
Days.
Yes, sir.
One last question, and thank you for standing up and addressing comments. I appreciate your approach to partnering with the community and making sure it's safe and that fits in. You made one comment there a few minutes ago about when carts come back, they could potentially come in through the back. So if they came in through the back and there's the rope barrier, so if they came in through the parking lot back, how would they then get into your business?
Well, we'll have an opening in the parking lot for a golf cart to come through.
So the barrier won't completely separate your business from the parking lot?
No, there'll be about a 4-foot space where the carts can come in and out.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Right here. And then these are the flower bushes and plants that we plan on putting in. And this is the opening that has to go left. And then this is the opening here for the cars to come in and out. And the way
yes.
If I follow correctly, the entrance for the carts coming back in will come down further.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're trying to avoid or cut down on this.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic go third.
As a legal vehicle, they can use any entrance or exit. Licensed legal vehicle. They can use any entrance or exit like an automobile.
So pretty much it'll be coming returning in on third and exiting out on Fort Fisher.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's according to what the drivers are doing. You got to see what drivers do, right? So they're going to go whichever way they want to go, right? I mean, I like your signage idea because I think it's exactly right, but people don't follow any of the other signs we have in town. So, I mean.
So is there no possible, so they can't come return it from the front?
They can. We have that opening there. If they're coming actually south and come through the stoplight by the service station, that entrance will be open for them to come in.
But if they're coming north, they won't be able to get into your lot?
Unless they go back around third, or if they can turn. Coming north, they can turn left into the lot. But what we agreed on that when they come out of the lot, they have to take a right-hand turn and we have to put a sign there, and I don't care how big you put it, y'all know tourists.
Right, but coming north or south on Fort Fisher Boulevard, they'll be able to turn into your lot, right?
Okay. And one thing I'd like to say to y'all too is we've grown this business and learned one thing that we're a stickler about for safety is we a lot of people come in or bar hop on a golf cart. Our answer is no, because you get a DUI in a golf cart, we don't want them tearing them up, and that's what's going to happen. And our golf carts had signs inside of it saying you must be a licensed driver. Our contract goes to about 18 different things, two pages, and it tells them that there's no alcohol beverages allowed. And we go through a long process of making them initial every idea that they have to follow the rules and regulations of Carolina Beach, Curie Beach. And do they do it? You know what I mean? 90% of them, because we put the signs in and we got the application and the contract, we've cut our problems down to like less than 2%. Our biggest problem is they're running out of juice and not knowing what a golf cart purpose is. You know, and so we try to prevent problems because of our insurance. We've never had a claim. We did have one golf cart that a kid jumped in and turned over 2 years ago in Carolina Beach, but they have to sign on our contract that their insurance is responsible for our vehicle. So we went to a big measure to try to take care of the safety. You know, we used to see a teenager driving a cart, and we'd pull them over and ask them to see the driver's license because the mother let them drive it. And we're real stickler. We make them sign and get a copy of their credit card, their driver's license, and we let them know that their children are not allowed to drive these golf carts because they're not play toys, they're dangerous. These carts run between 20 and 25 miles an hour. They're street legal with brake lights, turn signals, headlights, and we signal seat belts. And that's one of the biggest things at Carolina Beach. People were concerned they were putting three people in the back. The rule is, and it's in our contract, that everybody in the golf cart must be seatbelted, or you will get a ticket. I think it's $178 at Carolina Beach, and we tell our people that.
So you said that they go up to 25 miles an hour. What happens when they get south into the 35 mile an hour zone? And I don't think anybody here really loves to be behind a golf cart for 10 miles. But are they made aware?
What we try to tell them, and they even come from Carolina Beach down to here, if they get into traffic, pull over and give the car the right of way. And we try to emphasize that to our customers and our taxi cab drivers. When they got a load of people and they're only running 20 miles an hour, we pull over to the right-hand lane and give the car the right of way to keep going, to keep from blocking traffic.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, and say I know you do.
Yeah.
But my concern, just one of my concerns is going, like, just down to Fort Fisher, because a lot of people, perhaps, if they have a dog, will want to go down to Fort Fisher. Is there any stipulation that says they cannot be on the part of the highway that is, where their golf cart cannot meet the speed limit? Are there any laws?
We don't... We do not have any restrictions relative to that, Mike, do we?
No.
They're licensed vehicles, so they are, even if they are under the speed limit, they're allowed to use the street.
They can be in 35 or under.
35 or under. So, now, all of these are electric.
Correct.
Okay.
Gas, street legal, gas car, state of North Carolina.
Okay. Maybe one benefit there. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I want to go back over the issue about the traffic on 3rd Avenue again.
Yes.
Are we going to do something, or is the council going to do something about trying to fix, like I said, the problem with the congestion, especially like on holidays, because if his business does get there, which he's hoping for, and I think it's going to be even more congested. Like I said, it's going to be a nightmare. They're going to be backing up now, not just to J, but probably to H Avenue, because people aren't going to know what to do between seeing the golf carts and trying to pull off, and they all want to circle around, like I said, to find a place to park. So are we going to do anything to fix more signage or do something with that roadway? Because like I said, without the left-hand turn, because you added more parking, that was great, but because people can't turn left,
like I said, it's all they do is try to pull in the driveways, but then they back the traffic all the way up, you know, south end. And I could just see actually past where he's trying to turn in. He won't even be able to turn in because there's going to be vehicles parked. Like I said, just come over Memorial Day weekend. You can hang out at my house. I got places on both sides. You all can sit there and look. It's amazing how many people actually come up there and have nowhere to park. So it's a disaster right now. Are we going to look into that issue as well as his issue with his building? And then, of course, Third Avenue with the traffic flow then?
I think what I'd have to do is spend a little more time with you and the police chief to understand precisely what you're talking about. Because we have added parking on 6th, and we have added parking in the area. Significant amount of parking, but I'm not exactly sure how you're talking about Third being impacted when there's only that right-hand turn.
They back all the way to Jimmer J Avenue, is correct?
Yes, I do.
Going
sure.
South. They back their cars, they're backed up. We'll say, I guess there was a crash.
Because of the stop sign? Because of the stop sign on J?
Because they can't turn left, and they think they can't because they're getting their visitors to the area. A lot of people don't know.
You're just talking about congestion with people trying to find parking in that lot, find parking on I,
and
they're looping around trying to find somewhere. Then we're going to add the added park golf carts there to create even further congestion with people not knowing that they can't come down Third heading north and make the left to go back on the
K. It's already impacted my where I live at, and it's been impacted his business. It's going to be still a disaster, like I said. It's going to get worse now, though. That's my concern, and maybe we can figure out a way that, again, and I know, like Trevor said, that people don't read signs, understand that. The sign is right at the stop sign. Nobody sees the sign until they get right in front of it for whatever reason, because but there's got to be some other way we can work, maybe with the police chief and figure out what we can do for traffic.
If there are ideas for that solution, we are certainly open to hearing them, honestly.
Is this going to get worse now?
The positive about it is less cars are going to be there because people are going to be taking golf carts.
I wish I could say yes.
And I can attest to that one too. It's getting worse every time you walk down the street, Mr. Mayor. But you can't get across the street, and it's like every time walk down the street, it's like getting worse every second, every minute of the day.
You mean traffic, Tommy?
Yeah, it's bad, okay. Mr. Mayor. I'm saying no to it.
Okay.
I'm sorry to say this, but I'm saying no.
Okay, Tommy. Any other comments while we have the owner here?
Ma'am.
Yes, Mike.
Mike Robertson, 509 H Avenue. I've never met Danny. He's been running a business in Carolina Beach for quite a while. Those four blocks down there are B1. There's own business. Everybody's bought dirt down there knows that's B1. It's business regardless if you're on the other side of Third, on the west side of Third, or on the end of the block. That being said, my concern is not for Dean. My concern is for Sam. Sam went in there and bought those five lots years ago to keep wings out of Carey Beach. And he came to the town council, not this council, but council prior to this, with a plan that he was voted down, and now he's sitting on five lots and paying property taxes on five lots. We in the business district down there helped him for 2 or 3 years, and the city council paid the city property taxes so that he turned it in, but we all turned it into public parking. And the business owners downtown helped him with his parking property taxes for 2 or 3 years. Well, that went by the wayside. Bottom line is, the man has got $7,500 on property taxes, and he's trying to figure out a way to do it. He will go away if y'all will pay his property taxes. It's probably that simple. You can probably buy him out. So, you live at the beach. The beach is going to be congested. I've lived here for 65 years. It's going to be that way. My sister had a saying, it's the beach. It's the beach. That's what it is. It's going to be crazy from Memorial Labor Day. Deal with it. It's how I make a living, always have. I look forward to them, I look forward to leave. It's what we do. But if you live here, you need to appreciate the fact that they're paying for a lot of your things that go on in this town as well. Okay, I made everybody mad, I said.
Any other comments before we close the public hearing? Part of the hearing is closed. Thank you all very much.
I'm gonna go take my green G phone now.
Yeah, okay.